cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 18th day of January 2024. And tonight we have the fellows back there in the phone booth. Pastors Mighty Men, Frank and Eric and Randy. And then our producer tonight, none other than Young Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
There you go. And then right here, she remains silent, and I can't believe it, but right here in the studio, none other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And then, of course, way out yonder in Missouri, you got the legendary Parson Joe Larson, and of course, I am their hero and your humble host. There you go. All right. So, with that, boy, Joe, you know what, Joe? We got to kind of start off with a little bit of a sad note tonight. Many of you out there that have been listening to us for a long time have asked, whatever happened to Double X? Double X had been with us for several years, and he did a lot of undercover work. He went places where others fear to go, and we worked together for good, but we had some differences of opinion, so we decided to go our separate ways, not completely, though, and we would still stay in touch. And so it was probably August, September, I had gotten a message left on my phone from him to call him right away. And then I did. I called back that number right away, but I had never heard from him again. Now, in the meantime, we had some people that described themselves. They described themselves as people. And by the way, this is over the telephone. I never saw any identification or anything like that. That had called me, and as the police from the National Archives and this and that, asking me if I knew where his whereabouts was, and I said no. In fact, I was wondering myself because he never did get back to me, and then what had happened was we found out later, in fact, just recently, that around the 19th of last September, And he wanted to go by the name Double X because of his, he didn't want his wife and children to be in any kind of danger. And I can, well, believe me, I can understand what he's talking about. And so we always just called him Double X. We didn't want to, maybe we'll just go by the name Phil. And so we found out that Phil had been found. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but he was found in his closet in a burnout bedroom with a bullet hole in his head. And we're still trying to find out more information. It's just about this. You know, was this the type of thing that, you know, was it, we don't know what it was. We don't know if it was a possible suicide. I don't think so, even though Phil had had a lot of, well, he'd been going through some very, very hard times. Let me just put it that way. Now, but I don't think it was a suicide. We're still trying to dig and find out more facts about it little by little. I do want to say this, that he knew the Lord, and that's the only important thing. Right there, he knew the Lord, and the reason I know that is because we had many, many, many discussions about the Lord, and he had a lot of questions. He would constantly ask me about this or this, and the different doctrinal, and he had some opinions, and but we definitely discussed it, and I'm convinced that he knew the Lord. He had made the decision, and for other reasons too, I believe that he was saved. So anyhow, I just wanted to say that, and to let you folks out there who have been wanting to know whatever happened to him, this is what we've found out. And like I said, most sincere condolences go out to his family. And I just want to say, again, nowadays with the police state, you folks are all understanding a little bit about what some of us had to go through for a long time, because we have, again, the deep state. We have a very, very corrupt government now. It's no longer a government of the people, by the people, but a government against the people with the deep state. They've been weaponized. The Democratic Communist Party literally has weaponized our government against Christian patriots in this country today. Anyhow, I wanted to get that out. And tonight is Pledge Week. And so the numbers I want to give you out, we have just two nights left, tonight and tomorrow night, folks. And quite truthfully, we're not doing too well. And I understand the economy has not been good. And boy, we know that. But, again, it is what it is, and we know how to be abound, and we know how to be abased. We're going to continue to do the best that we can with whatever the Lord provides. And if he wants to keep us on the air, then he'll provide a way. And meanwhile, as we've done it for 50 years, we're going to give him our very best. We're going to do the best we can to bring America back to one nation under God. Now, tonight we have our special two CDs. We have two different CDs that we're asking a donation of $50 or more. And those CDs, the only place you can get those songs that you hear played here from us. And we've sent out thousands and thousands of them out there. And often folks will call back and ask to get more for their friends. So donation of $50 or more, we're asking a donation of $50 or more for two different CDs. All right, with that, the numbers are 888-281-1110. That's especially credit card. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. So let's get right into the scripture, Joe. Do you remember the title?
You can feel it in the air.
Boy, can you. Let's pick it up in Matthew 24 and verse 8, when he says, all of these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, Joe, here, what that is referring to is this, it's actually travail pains. Travail pains is a woman that has birth pains. And he's referring to something's about to be born. Something's about to be born. And what do you think that is that's about to be born?
Well, in the end, it'll be the millennial kingdom.
Right. Well, no, he's talking about this, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is...
It'll be the great tribulation period.
Right. Well, actually, what he's referring to, again, is the church age when... when the tribulation period comes in. And so he's telling you that there's going to be a succession of these birth pains coming up to that. And we're seeing the unraveling right now. We're seeing all those things happening today, aren't we?
We sure are. And the longer it goes, the more intense the birth pains get until, you know, the church is raptured. And then after that, what's the old expression, all heck breaks loose?
Yeah, well, he goes on in verse 9, says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, at the time that Jesus spoke these things, this was the fifth dispensation period, the time of the law. But now, he's referring to, as he's talking to the apostles here and that, he's referring, who are going to be the first people that are going to be in the church? The first people to be saved were who?
The apostles.
The apostles. Well, they were Jews. So he's
right,
referring to, he's referring to Israel, and he's referring to the church. So for his name's sake, both Israel and the church are going to suffer persecution for his name's sake, right?
Right.
All right, Carol in North Olmsted pledges 125. Thank you, Carol. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So, in verse 10, Joey says, and then shall many be offended, shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. What is the one thing in this world, Joe, that divides, and especially in America, but that divides families? And I'm talking about in every country in the world that would divide people up. What is the one major thing?
Communism.
Well, communism, you're right. Communism is really the Antichrist system.
Hatred, and it foments, you know, other things, but it's the behind-the-scenes problem.
Jesus said, I come not to bring peace, but to bring a sword.
Sword.
Right. I come to divide father against son, mother against daughter, right?
Right.
So he's talking about the believers. The one thing is those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will be at odds. Can those that believe in Christ ever get along with those that don't?
No.
Okay. And so this is what he's referring to. Carl in Ohio pledges 500. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Betty.
Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. I thought you were down there. Cultural Marxism decided it had to break up the family, and they started doing it by trying to pit, you know, male against female, young against old, races, black against white, the divide and conquer thing. But they said, you know, for them to succeed, they would have to destroy Western civilization. They would have to go after, why Western civ? Because of the faith and belief in God. And the Christians were at the top of the list. So that was the target, to destroy and break up the family and separate people, and the state would become the parent. So I'm looking at it from that point of view. You're right. Jesus said in the families it would be divided who would, you know, choose Jesus Christ and who would choose to go with the world.
Right. So no matter what, if you're a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim, are you going to accept Christians in your family?
No.
No.
Islam will not accept. They kill their children for trying to switch faith. They don't just expel them. They actually kill them.
All right. What about some sects in Pakistan and India? We're talking about religious sects. Have they martyred a lot of Christians?
They have, yes.
Just in the past couple of years in Armenia, 200,000 Christians.
Yeah, the Christians were over there. Yeah, the Muslims were trying to totally get rid of all the Christians in Armenia. They've killed millions, actually, over the past, 50 years?
What about Erdogan over there in Turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about North Korea?
Christians don't do well in North Korea.
No, I mean, they have some horrible, horrible punishments for Christians in North Korea.
In China, the re-education camps for any Christians, and often they die in those camps.
Now,
the re-education doesn't work. It kills you before you're re-educated.
And right here in America, we have a fellow who is more and more daily becoming more anti-Christian. And he's the one who occupies the White House.
Exactly. China Joe.
China Joe, you're right. All right, Beverly in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Beverly in New York. All right. So here we go on, and we covered this here before. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. You know, we talked about, you know, the ones over the past years who we've had. Remember, for about 10 years, Lord Maitreya, that's all you heard, the New Age, Benjamin Krim. And then remember Sung Young Moon. You had the Moonies. Remember the Moonies? And they were growing in number.
You could go to an airport without running into them.
Then you had
many more. They're not there anymore, but they used to be everywhere.
Then you had the Way Ministry. Then you had, Calypso Louis Farrakhan. Remember when Louis was telling people he is the Messiah? He is the Messiah. And
then later he changed and called Barack Obama the Messiah.
Yeah, he said, when Barack speak, Messiah speak. When Barack speak, Messiah speak, yeah. And but then you have those today who have claimed to be gods, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates.
And he actually said, I am a god.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard him say it in his own, watched and heard him say it.
Yeah,
but here also where it talks about not just false prophets, but I think the implication is also what? False teachers.
Yep.
False prophets tried to teach and warn the people, and we have all these false teachers and false influencers and everything else leading people astray, leading them basically from the Lord into what? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. You know, it's all about me, self. And that is Satan, and he's using all these tools, all these useful idiots of Satan, to lead people away from Christ.
Absolutely. And so, and then you have people like Kenneth Copeland, too, who says he is a little god. And so then you go to verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, we're seeing that more and more in this country every day, but not just in this country. Are we not seeing the righteous becoming more righteous, the wicked becoming more wicked?
Amen. I haven't talked about this, but if you look through some of the major European papers, there are story after story after story of husbands killing wives, wives killing husbands. Not just they don't just cheat anymore. They kill. They abuse. They spouses. People are putting people kind of in prison and using them as sex toys. And it's just, there's some of the most horrible things I've heard in my life have happened in the past, I'd say, 4 or 5 years. The number of this just strange stories, it's just becoming totally freaky out there.
It is, absolutely. All right, Carl in Texas pledges 50, and Susan in Illinois pledges 500. Thank you, Carl, and thank you,
Carl
Susan.
Carl and Susan, yes, thank you much.
Very, very much. And you know what, Joe? Those folks have, you know, and I know that a lot of these people that are giving are giving out of their need, not just, you know, out of their abundance. And you know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is one more time tonight. I'm going to add $1,000 to that. Put me down for another 1,000 to that. Yes, I'm going to. And, you know, the Bible tells you, you know, we should feel it, huh? All right. Now, Joe, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. This is a very misunderstood quote by many now. What he's saying here, Joe, is this, that the truly saved are those who will endure whatever suffering, whatever persecution the Lord allows to come their way without giving up their professed faith and denying the Lord. And throughout history, the communists have tried to force people to deny the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right, exactly. Job comes to mind right there. That's what he's talking about. Job, you know, endured till the very end, and then he was rewarded. It was an example for us of the reward we will receive in heaven.
Absolutely. And so that's what we know, that those that are saved, the truly saved, will endure right into the end. We're going to, I'm going to give that number out again, and then we're going to play a clip. But before I do that, I'm going to read this letter instead real quickly. The number again is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. This is a letter from Portland, Oregon, from Russell. And here's what he says. He says, sure miss not having your program out here in Portland. These things have gone from bad to worse. Hardcore drugs and their use in public has been legalized. He said thousands sleep on the streets, often in their own sewage and filth. Various diseases related to the uncleanness are rampant here. ODs average 20 a day. ODs, I guess, yeah, it's drug overdoses, with many resulting in death. Homicides are sky high here, with most unsolved. An underfunded and demoralized police department can barely even respond to the most major crimes with their understaffed personnel. The Soros-sponsored DA's offices doesn't seem to really want to prosecute anyone, particularly if the criminal is a minority, and all the leading and governing politicians here and all their various department heads all seem very incompetent, that from the governor's office right down to the once beautiful city of Portland. Their answers to these terrible problems, which their political ideology has brought about, is always the same. We need more money. Once a wonderful Portland is a dying and decaying city, and it will not and cannot recover. This is because the people and the institutions are being asked to solve things are, for the most part, the very ones who policies and procedures and political ideology have created the problems in the first place. Will anything change politically? No. Since vote by mail went into effect many decades ago, there has never been a traditional values type Republican ever elected to anything of importance. The Democratic Secretaries of State, whose office is in charge of education division, see to other cleanup that they needs to be done to ensure a total Democratic Marxist control of the state, county, and of course the former municipal jewel of Portland. So Well, thanks for letting me clear my crew. My crow, he says. God bless you and your ministry. And I know you're keeping up the good work, and you won't let your work end. So there you go. And that's Russell. Well, Joe, if we managed to make it through this, and we've got no intention of quitting, and we're going to go back on some of those stations, if we ever make it through that way, Portland will be the first station we go back on, Joe, because some of the folks there, I remember actually when they were rioting there, and the radio station that we were on out there was very close to the fires. You know, they weren't far away, and I talked to the people at the radio station there, and they were telling me they were a tad bit anxious of what was happening. And so,
and they were worried they were going to get burned down or destroyed.
Yeah, there was no police to help them.
Nope.
So, anyhow, there you go. So I do say, Russell, if we pull out of this thing, you'll be the first station we go back on. We're going to go and play a clip now, what we've been talking about January 6th, the total corruption that we have in our government. So take it away there.
In December of 2020, federal agents Lindsay and Ura approached Mr. Jeremy Brown at his home and asked him if he would be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups they were looking at involving concerns they had about an event in January. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, and instead of working for the government on January 6th, he went on as many media outlets that would have him, starting in March of 2021, and played the recording. He named the agents and exposed what they wanted him to do.
So, it's no big deal. We just had to come out.
I've worked with JTTF before, so I'm familiar.
Might in the future.
So, see, there you have it. Well, you might in the future.
So, we don't care which way you lean.
Right.
We just want to make sure that you're not targeting anybody and nobody's going to get hurt over the outcome in January. We'd love to hear from you. And again, I can't make any promises, but like, if you provide information and prevent something big, the government pays for that. Like, we think that we can help you, you can help us, and we can definitely, on this side of things, less aggravation. You're one of 19 people that we're going to knock on the door and say they're not home, or they are home, and we're like, can
we one of 19 people. These two guys, not the 58 other agents that he's about to explain that there's 60 of them in Tampa. But I'm just one of 19.
As a result of his righteous actions, the government had him arrested after an illegal search of his home on September of 2021. And after nearly 2.5 years in federal prison, Jeremy has filed for an appeal. Jeremy's legal team is presenting forensic evidence that show the unregistered explosive grenades and the national defense documents that Jeremy was said to have illegally been in possession of were planted in his home by government agents during an illegal search. The first thing the agents did when they entered Mr. Brown's home for their search was turn off all 14 recording devices, and none of these agents had any functioning body cameras. The only person recording was Jeremy's girlfriend, who recorded the arrest by Agent Lindsay and Ura, who instructed her to stop recording, which she did. They were very deliberate in making sure nothing was recorded during their search. During this search, they allegedly found 2 explosive grenades and a CD containing national defense documents, items that Mr. Brown denied knowing anything about. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found 2 male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has 2 dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades, so they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade, and they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years. And yet, there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. In August of 2022, there was a trace done on that CD to see when it was uploaded. And the evidence shows that Mr. Brown did not have the CD or the two grenades in his possession. They were planted by crooked agents working for a criminal state that has locked up and tortured scores of innocent men and women for a planned false flag event that they orchestrated with so many federal assets that they lost count. This criminal state is now threatening to go after everyone who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, no matter if they were in the Capitol or on Capitol grounds. While we are still somewhat free, let us support Jeremy Brown in his legal efforts so that he can free himself and continue to fight for American freedom. Greg Reese reporting.
All right, very good. Thank you, Greg Reese. I got to make this announcement. This is very, very important, folks, very important that, as you know, we need for you to call your state senator here in Ohio. We need to put our attention into the Ohio Senate, who will meet on January 24th to vote to override the governor's veto. So we need for you to inform your state senator to vote to override the veto of Governor DeWine. That's House Bill 68. House Bill 68, inform your state senator to enact the Ohio Savings Adolescents from Experimentation, called SAFE Act. Now, what this bill does, it keeps the children from being mutilated. It makes it illegal for a minor to go into these ghoulish people. And I can tell you, we get a list of those that are mutilating the children. We'll read their names out over the radio. They need to be. People need to know who they are, okay? And, folks, also, what this bill also does, it keeps males who think, who have their days where they feel like they're females, it keeps biological males from competing in the girls' sports. You have these idiots out there. This is, you know, going to, and wrestling. You have girls wrestling, and they can be hurt. You've got these males that are men, and you know, same thing now. Now they're going to let them participate in the female boxing. Well, women shouldn't be boxing to begin with. That is really stupid, folks. I got to tell you this: female boxing is stupid. Period. But to have, you know, to have them boxing men is even more stupid. That's right. You've got Dumb and Dumber there. Dumb and Dumber. So we need for you to do that. We need you to call now. If you don't know who your state senator is in Ohio here, you can call 1-800-282-0253, 1-800-282-0253, and, you know, just ask for your, tell the people where you live, and they can tell you who your state senator is and give you that phone number. So please do this. Please do that. Think about those little children. Think about if it was one of your children. Call them. This is absolute lunacy. And we gotta fight back. Alrighty, with that, I'll take it back to Joe. What do you have, Joe? Wait a minute, I gotta get the phone numbers out. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Did I do Mary in Dayton? She pledged $150. Thank you, Mary.
I just want to remind people, the other night we did a story about how 9 times more people die of cold than global warming than heat. And it was just on the news just before this program aired, 14 dead in Tennessee as of, today. And the London Daily Mail looked all over the U.S. and the 40 people have died in 9 states fatalities in Arkansas, Illinois, Kansas, Mississippi, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. 40 died, and there's another storm on the way. Congress is closing down so everybody can run home before the bad weather hits. Just thought I'd remind you, they keep telling you to worry about global warming. When it gets cold is when it's dangerous, when people die. All through history, you go back, there was more food during hot spells. There was always a food shortage when it was very cold. A little bit of history and facts.
Well, tonight, as the folks that are here tonight are very concerned, because when we get off the air, you know, we have about a 45-minute
drive,
and it's supposed to start coming down right about, well, actually, it's supposed to be coming down any time now. So you're always one day ahead of us. We always get the weather that you had the next day.
Right.
And so, but you, of course, you're not living on the lake, and we're looking for lake effect snow.
Right. You get a lot of that that we don't get, but we get a lot of just wind and ice.
And
hey,
so,
remember earlier we were talking about China Joe. I wonder if this story fits China Joe. University of Pennsylvania. This university hosts Biden's think tank. What do they call it? The trying to think of the name of his think tank. The Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. Globalism right there. Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. You see, he believes in diplomacy. You keep begging people. You keep trying to just appease your enemies, and you keep pushing for a one world order. Anyway, the big part of the story is the donations from the Chinese Communist Party. It's a big story. Millions of dollars more. The donations are up, up, up. What is it? No surprise, there's a huge surge in donations to our colleges and universities from Chinese nationals and organizations. And here it is. They're just flooding money in. The Ivy League school has brought in $130 million donations from 2018 to 2023 from China or organizations tied to the Communist Chinese Party. And it breaks it down, gives the names of different people who work for an organization it's called, but you go back and find out, well, like this National Committee of Chinese People Political Consultative Conference, well, they're under the ownership of the Chinese Communist Party. You have to, you know, I could spend an hour going through the mud in the details, but basically all that money coming into Penn Center, where Biden's think tank for globalism. Wonder if there's a connection. What do you think, Pastor?
Well, Joe, you know, we obviously, we know that the Democratic Communist Party in America, they work right with the Chinese Communist Party there. But something else, though, that a lot of people don't really know, and that is the Rhino Republicans. We've talked about that many times in the past, especially with our Speaker of the Senate, McConnell, and others that work. These rhinos we have, especially those that are the war hawks, that are like Lindsey Graham and that.
Yeah.
There's a group of those rhinos that get together with a number of the Chinese Communist Party government. And where it comes to trade and things, they work together, and they literally convince the Communist Chinese that they will, if Trump gets back in, they will do the best that they can to make sure that he doesn't impose hard sanctions. In other words, you know, we're your people on the inside. We're the Rhino Republicans. We're the Rhino Republicans. That's one of the problems we have. From within is where we've always been, you know, had these problems. So we've got to get rid of the rhinos.
Exactly. And Cicero, clear back in Rome, you know, that was the enemy from within that is the most dangerous all through history. it's always an insider, you know, somebody on the inside that causes more problems than the enemy without, with the exception of a couple of big takeovers by, like, the Babylonian Empire. But generally, when countries are taken over, it's from within.
Absolutely. Carla in Texas pledges 50, Beverly in Michigan 200, and Evelyn in Pennsylvania 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so...
Hey, I've got some, you know, did you know that the Department of Justice came out this week and admitted that the Hunter Biden laptop is real?
No kidding. Yeah. You know what? I have that article
they
too.
Yeah, they did. Headlines, World News Daily. You know, the FBI, you know, all this, they now, years later, Department of Justice is admitting what analysts, observers, media members, experts, you and I, others have said for a long time, that, yes, it's his laptop. And it's because of one of those court cases that the information came in. It was on that gun thing where he had the weapon, you know, that he was on drugs and bought a weapon he shouldn't have. His own book confirms he was addicted at the time he bought the gun. They found cocaine on the holster of the gun, and he was accused of lying on this federal form. Well, the information was on the laptop, so that the Department of Justice had to finally admit with this court case that, yes, it was his laptop because of the court case.
And it says that happened even as FBI agents knew that it was real, that there was nothing, absolutely nothing Russian or any disinformation about it.
Right.
A subsequent polling revealed that had Americans widely known the truth, enough would have withheld their support for China Joe Biden to have changed the election. Well, it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, had the vote been actually counted, had they not flipped the vote, folks, right in front of your eyes, they keep telling you didn't see what you saw. Had they not flipped the vote right in front of our eyes, had they not closed down in places like in Detroit and ran all the Republicans out and opened up, I saw a truck come in, a box truck. They opened it up, and it was filled with boxes, thousands and thousands of, and it said Biden ballots on it, you know. Had they not done all that, had they not stuffed all those mailboxes, okay, so even with all of that, Trump still, I think, won, would have won, still had the numbers. And
yeah,
so
there were so many, there was so much cheating. Yeah.
Now, years later, the Department of Justice, we do not have a Department of Justice. We have a very, very corrupt branch of the Democratic Party, known as the DOJ, is admitting with analysis, observers, media members, and experts have said for a long time, yes, it is real. That laptop is real. And here, again, folks, there was enough stuff on that laptop to put Hillary away for a long time. There's Biden had enough. I mean, just unbelievable. Well, there was enough stuff on that laptop to put Joey and Hunter away. But
well, if it wasn't true, then all of those 50 intelligence experts would not have had to lie and claim it was Russian disinformation. You know, so I mean, you couldn't get that many Democrats, that many high-ranking people to call it to lie unless there was a really important reason they had to do that.
Now, what do you think is going to happen, Joe? Are they going to throw Hunter under the bus? Is the deal going to be cut? Look, if they're going to come in, that, what's his name, that corrupt prosecutor, that's out there, it's supposed to be the one that's prosecuting Hunter. He's going to say, look, I got to do something here. You know, I got to make it at least look like I'm doing something, right?
Right.
Are they going to say,
have to do something.
So is the deal, look, go ahead and we'll convict him of whatever. And then daddy, before he leaves office, he'll pardon him or he'll pardon him right away. What do you think?
That's my guess. They're going to have to try and give him the minimum that they can. They're going to try and ignore the not registering as a foreign agent. They're going to just try and get him on some taxes and maybe on the gun charge. They can't get around that one. And then they'll just hope everything else will go away and that he'll be pardoned. There's no other choice at this point.
All right. Now, do you think Merrick Garland is going to go to Trump's people and say, look, it looks obvious that you're going to get in, and we know what happens if that happens. Because now, you see, Trump is much wiser. He knows that the Rhino Republicans, you know, will infiltrate his cabinet there like they did.
He knows now who the enemy really is.
Right, they did before. And so, anyhow, do you think Merrick Garland's going to say, look, we know you're going to get in. It's obvious. I tell you what, I'm willing to roll over. I'm willing to give you big fish if I get away. Do you think he's going to do that? Because that's normally the way these very corrupt politicians work.
Boy, that's a good thought. Yeah, usually it's people like that their courage fails when they're the ones that are in line for trouble or punishment. I wouldn't doubt that for a minute.
No. Oh, boy, I haven't given the number out in a long time. 888-281-1110. Folks, we gotta hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I want to remind you out there now, for a donation of $50 or more, we'll send you two different CDs. Boy, they got some good songs, but we'll only send them if you tell us. You got to tell us that you want them, okay? Because if you don't tell us that you want us, then we won't send them. What happens, sometimes Joe's will get a check will come in and they won't have anything or no letter. They'll just send the amount, and then 2 weeks later they'll call and say, I never got my CDs. Well, you never asked for them, right? And so that's the way you got to do it. You got to ask for them, and then we'll send them. Right, Joe?
Right, or you can always call or do an email, and if you forgot, you can correct it and say, you know, ask for it later. But it's better to get it right the first time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right, very good. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what?
I've got my bizarre footage, very bizarre footage, Joe, emerges showing woke anti-white airline CEO performing as a drag queen. This thing out there is dressed as a drag queen. As the Gateway pundit Jordan Conradson reported, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby admitted in a recent interview that they are no longer seeking qualified candidates to transport their passengers on commercial flights safely. Instead, he is committed to ensuring that diversity wins out at the expense of safety and white males. We have committed that 50% of the classes will be women or people of color, he boasted. Folks, I would not, you know, here you go. I would not fly. Believe me, I would not fly United Airlines. Would you?
Well, I sure wouldn't. I was a pilot in the military in aviation, Army warrant. And it didn't matter what color you were. It mattered whether or not you could fly well. And one of my battle buddies was about as black a man as they come, one of the best pilots we had. It isn't about race. It's about ability. And if they start just filling slots, because they want to look good on paper, they're just asking for trouble, because not everybody has the capacity to be an airline pilot. All the skills needed, there's a variety of skills you have to have, plus, you know, be able to handle pressure, great deal of pressure. And it has nothing to do with color or sex. And if they start down that road, we're in really, really big trouble, folks.
It turns out that woke racist Kirby has a very bizarre fetish as well. Videos of him performing in drag are going viral today, thanks partly to libs of TikTok, who
TikTok.
First uncovered Kirby's disturbing interview. Below is footage of Kirby dressed as Lady Gaga and rocking out to her famous song, Bad Romance. That was part of the U.S. Airways Halloween performance posted to YouTube. Now, look, Joe, if I wanted to destroy a company, if I was the CEO of United Airlines, what better way could you do than to destroy a company than do what he just did?
Kind of like Bud Light. It's, what else could you do to be that dumb? It's going to rank right up there, I think. If this catches on, if it gets put out there and gets the attention it should get, United Airlines is going to be in big trouble.
That's right, folks. United Airlines admitted that it's not seeking the most qualified candidates to transport their passengers. They don't care about safety. They care more about wokeness, okay?
So, hey, look, the government's doing that, too, with the FAA. Remember we did that story just a couple nights ago that they want people with, all kinds of health problems, mental illness, taking different medications because of their mental illness. They want to hire all these different people. And these are the people who are going to run air traffic control and your safety coming through, checking, the aircraft for safety and all this stuff. It's about as crazy as it gets.
Evelyn and PA, I think I just did her. Okay. William in Boston pledges 100. William in Boston, thank you. Evelyn, thank you, William. All right, very good.
I've got one bad news. It's kind of hidden out there. I don't know why Fox News doesn't seem to think it's newsworthy. Brand new virus made in China has 100% kill rate. The Wuhan-esque there in China, the new studies confirmed this experiment by Chinese scientists of a mutant strain that killed all the mice in a study test. The report said the death sentence is known as GXP2V. It attacked the brains of mice that were engineered to reflect genetic makeup similar to people. I wonder why they were trying to use these special bred mice with genetic makeup similar to people. And it said this underscores the spillover risk of this virus into humans, provides a unique model for understanding the pathogenic mechanisms of the SARS-CoV-2-related viruses. And it said this did not come by accident. The post reveals that the virus is a mutation, a manipulated version, a coronavirus cousin, reportedly discovered somewhere in Malaysian pangolins clear back in 2017, and all of the mice infected during the test died within just 8 days. The deadly threat infected the lungs, the bones, the eyes, tracheas, and brains of the dead mice, the last of which was severe enough to ultimately cause the death of the animals.
Well, again,
crazy world we're living in.
Well, it is. Remember what the Bible says in the last day. We just read it. There will be plagues, right? Pestilence,
yeah,
pestilence. And it's there. In fact, if you go over to Deuteronomy 28 or 29, it tells you that that the Lord says that there will be pestilence that you've never heard of before.
Heard of.
Yeah.
I remember we did that one, too.
And so, now, another pestilence is the vaccine. We're going to a break, and when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you, we're going to hear from a whole lot of virologists and immunologists and MDs about this vaccines, that the COVID vaccine. So hang tight. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away, folks. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry,
head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.